Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, October 11, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open. European equity markets are weaker as well, following broadly negative Asian trade. U.S. dollar is higher again, treasury yields are higher too. Oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are lower, and other commodities are flat. In macro news, yesterday's Fed speak showed awareness of the risk of a policy mistake. But the Fed policy outlook and higher rates continue to dominate risk sentiment for the market. Fed's raise and hold strategy stays the key focus, with tightening cycle and higher rates weighing on market multiples and continuing to play into the growing recession fears. At the same time, the European Central Bank's ability to hike rates is said to be potentially compromised if the economic downturn accelerates. It is reported that markets are fully priced for another 75 basis point move in October, but December may be the last chance for the central bank to hike rates aggressively. On the margins, the Central Bank of China announced an extension of $49 billion currency swap deal with the European Central Bank, while reaffirming commitment to yuan internationalization and making China's financial markets more accessible to foreign investors. In the latest Ukraine developments, G7 leaders and Ukraine's Zelensky will hold crisis talks today amid elevated geopolitical concerns with Putin's threats of further missile attacks and after Russia launched the biggest aerial attacks since the start of the war. On the data front, the UK employment and wage growth data showed a mixed picture, with the jobless rate falling to the lowest level since 1974 and the wage growth picking up. Italy's August industrial production came in much higher than consensus. Australia's Westpac Consumer Confidence Index fell in October and remained near record lows. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the September Small Business Index, the weekly Redbook chain store, and the weekly crude inventories. In corporate news, Nektar and Pure Tech Health have mutually agreed to terminate discussions regarding a possible business combination. However, Pure Tech remains in an offer period for Nektar to either announce a firm intention to make an offer or announce that it does not intend to do so. Coinbase has received in-principle approval for crypto-related services in Singapore. Asian equities turned negative on Tuesday as chip stocks took a sharp plunge. The fallout was attributed to the U.S. export control announcement to further restrict China's access to U.S.-made chip technologies. The region was led lower by Taiwan, with TSMC losing more than 8% for its biggest decline on the record. South Korea also went steeply lower, so did Southeast Asia and India. Australia went higher for a time before reversing into the bell. Japan was dragged lower by the tech sector and closed at its lows. Hong Kong was also weighed by tech to drop further, while mainland Chinese shares were the only exception, bucking the trend to trade higher. European equity markets are also under pressure. Headlines in Europe focus on the fiscal policy in a low-growth, higher-rate environment. UK Chancellor Corbyn has been warned that he must find up to £60 billion to stabilize finances, with his fiscal plan to be revealed at the end of the month. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, October 11, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.